Hey everybody, this is Gordon from the future, uploading this on a Thursday, August 5th. I just want to apologize. I have been kind of late on the uploads recently. I've been just kind of busy, and B, I'm a little bit losing interest in just a couple of topics and just kind of figuring things out. The podcast will probably change-ish. It might turn into an every other week thing. We'll see. But yeah, just keep an eye out for that. I just figured I'd put this up here because last week I uploaded it on a Thursday. This week again uploaded it on Thursday night. So yeah, I just figured I'd let you know. But stick around at the end of the episode. There is a bonus for the Fae channel because we don't actually talk about the Fae channel in the main episode, but we have Shane on to talk about the Fae channel for the last 20 minutes of the show. So yeah, I hope you enjoy it. And I will talk to you guys again, hopefully real soon.
You! Soulja Boy Tell.
Neil?
Do you have a joke this week?
Well, no, I don't have a joke, but let me tell you a tale. The ballad. You remember the ballad of me versus my cat with the pills?
Oh boy.
So this week I went to London. We got some sushi. I got some books. It was great. We also went to the pet store. So I picked up some pill pockets. You know, those like soft treats you put pills in. I was trying to find them in London and I could not find cat versions. I had to buy a dog version. They're for dogs, so they're a little bit bigger. I had to buy the chicken one because all the other ones were like gravy flavored. So I don't think my cat would like that. So I ripped them in half and I put it into like kind of like a little pancake, and then I put the two pills in there. And then I feed it to her, and guess what, she actually just eats it. Thank god. Yes,
this is averted.
So yeah, I think there's enough chicken there that she'll actually eat it, because before it was a war between my cat. I also bought some like really fancy treats that she kind of likes because she doesn't really know what they are right away, but once she finally eats it, she really likes it. It's like just dried, it's like freezer burnt actual whatever it is. So I have one that's just like freezer burnt tuna and freeze, or like not freezer burnt, but freezer dried is what I meant. So so there's like shrimp and like actual just fish that she really enjoys. Oh, but she doesn't eat it right away because she doesn't know what it is. The other cats really like it. Anyways.
Smell it first.
How's it going, everybody? It's Two Lords About Swords, episode 143. Oh, boy. Now, we got quite a show for y'all this week.
Yeah.
With all these topics. So we got Mythic, a leak, some refines we're going to talk about.
Neil's going to update, has some stuff.
Yes. Neil's going to also talk about some Skyward Sword. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about Pokemon Unite, because I finally decided to download that. Long story short, pretty good. And we're going to round it up with a little bit of Rock Tunnel talk and a quick little ballad. the ballad of Ballet Bruise.
For the ages.
Yep.
That didn't really amount to a whole lot. But
no, but, you know, it was...
It's fine.
It was close.
there was a little worry, and then we're like, oh well.
Yeah. Anyways, now we got ourselves a new Mythic unit.
Oh joy!
It's coming out, or that's already out. Sorry, I just pulled her. So.
Oh man, spoiled another female. It's not like all, like we have like three males. Oh.
No, it's fine. That's because we got Uller. Neil, you're gonna have to explain who Uller is.
We have Uller, which is one of the 12 Crusaders from FE4. She has the Uller Holy Blood. Oh, wow. And nice. Has the Holy Bow Yufel, which is kind of interesting because out of all of her descendants, we only have an alt for Bridget. That is it. We have none of her other, like, six other potential, there's quite a bit that we could get for, like, her descendants, and we have
one. So is this the first official art?
Right? No, she has one art before.
That's Hypercard?
No.
No.
They have an art that depicts all 12 Crusaders.
Okay.
That's about it.
Okay.
So what they took from the actual art was the popped collar, the hoop earrings, and the necklace. That's about it.
And then they
had to make up pretty much everything else.
And then they added golden blonde hair.
They got like an air compressor and they pumped her up.
Yep. They gave her golden blonde hair and cleavage.
The golden blonde hair kind of makes sense because
yeah,
both Bridget and Dean are like long golden hair.
So you have golden hair, you have superpowers in the holy world.
I guess. There's a lot of golden-haired girls that are really good in Holy War. What's up with that?
Exactly.
There's a lot of blondes in Holy War. And for a small cast of, like, what, 20, 40 units? 20 in each gen? And you have, three blondes per?
Yeah.
Or more? That's a weird thought. Hey, Carl, why was Bridget your favorite character? Why'd you put so many blondes in the game? He did go on record saying Bridget was his favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Which is interesting, because he remade Bridget in Tearing Saga. She's a little different, but she's close enough. And this is a very good character. So we have her with... she's a light mythic, by the way, giving speed and the second... The extra slot if you don't have dagger. She has the Holy Bow Ufell. Accelerate special trigger, cooldown count -1, effect against flying foes. If unit initiates combat or foe's HP is greater than or equal to 75% at start of combat, grants attack speed +6 to unit during combat and neutralizes penalties to unit's attack and speed effects, and inflict special cooldown charge -X on unit during combat. So that last thing is not the most easy to understand. Basically, it just cancels enemy guard. Or if she has, guard inflicted on her. So, both Ira and... there's another unit that has that. Ira and Byleths. They have a condition that cancels foe and unit. Like, special acceleration and special, slowdown. This only cancels her special slowdown. So if the other foe has, say, special fighter, if you hit them, they're still going to get 2 charge. But you're still going to get your just 1 charge.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as strong as, say, Creator Sword, which is kind of crazy. But it's still good for, Fallen Edel Guards. She also comes with Deadeye. That's another thing for Fallen Edelguards. Having the 2 charge Deadeye is a very similar Shinon kind of move. She also comes with Life and Death 4, Yungvi Ascendant, and Times Pulse 3. Yungvi's Ascendant being her personal skill, which neutralizes effects that prevent unit's follow-up attack during combat, and if unit initiates combat, unit can make a follow-up attack before foe can counterattack. So it's it's half null follow-up. And desperation.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a very similar skill to this on Legendary Celica, except hers is true null follow up and desperation, except both effects require her to be under 75% health. So you could argue this is better, but the other one also has true null follow up. So basically, if she's fighting like a Seliph still gonna get the auto follow up on her. So, I mean, he's gonna die if she initiates, but
She's
like blue bow.
Yeah, she's blue bow, which it's not Chrom, so
it's a competitive pool with Chrom.
Yeah, so.
She's our fourth blue bow infantry, which is wild to say because we have no blue bow calves. Like 0.
Yeah.
Like 3 green bow calves.
Yeah. Why don't we have any blue bow calves?
Zero green bow infantry. I think
what's your face?
We have two, actually.
Yeah.
One of them's really bad. And then Legendary Lin. We don't have Shamir. But she is basically the blue version of both Shamir and Irene. Igreen. Because, I mean, she pretty much looks like a blue Igreen because she has Life and Death 4, just like Igreen.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird because she's also taken like half of Shinon's skills. She took Deadeye and Time's Pulse, which he also had. So it's just like, okay, she's Deadeye fodder plus Time's Pulse.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, you know, that's... she also has Life and Death 4 if you want that for some reason. Pretty much you're always foddering her for Time's Pulse, and then it's whether you want Deadeye or Life and Death 4, which... You mm-hmm. probably want Deadeye.
I would say so. Deadeye is kind of important. Yeah, I pulled her when I was just like, gonna be like, yeah, I didn't like literally. Ago, yep, just like ago. 5 minutes ago, I was like, oh, let's see if I can get her, and I did. So she's negative attack though. So womp.
Wasn't she?
No, negative attack plus res.
I thought you said she was negative speed. Okay. That's a little better, being negative attack.
Yeah.
Negative speed, I was like, oh, that's not great, because her B-slot kind of depends on her speed being good.
She also shares
blue with both Saros and Legendary Dimitri, which is a really strong blue. Not just for... Well, Legendary Dimitri is good in being a unit. But Saros says Dragon Wall, if you want that, and Mirror Impact, which isn't as good, but it's still there. And then Red has a Legendary Sigurd, who is very Canthgirth unit for people to face on defense. Legendary Seliph, who still exists in the game, but has been kind of overshadowed by the last guy. And Regan. Okay.
Wait, that's not Lilina.
Yeah, I guess Lilina's August now. I kept hearing like, oh yeah, she's gonna be in like with these two guys, and I was like, yes. And it's like Regan. Yeah. I'm like, what?
Too good to be true.
It was too good to be true. Instead, they're just like, oh, we don't have a mythic unit here. Here's Regan. It's like, oh, I don't want Regan.
Oh.
I don't want Swift Sparrow 3. I want Lilina. With attack res.
I was gonna say, doesn't she not really have a lot?
I think she has attack res solo 4 and a sabotage res, and I think something else. What's her B slot or C slot? Like, her skills weren't bad, they just weren't like amazing fodder. Oh, she has pulse smoke. No, pulse smoke's really good. Her fodder was attack res solo 4 and pulse smoke. So one skill was really good, the other skill were niche. I mean, attack res solo 4 is a really good skill, just not something you usually pull for. And green's kind of not amazing.
No, Yune's
Yune exists.
Hey, remember Yune?
That's the best I can say for Yune. Hey, she is sabotage res. Same as Legendary Lina. We have Shamir, who's no follow-up. Yep. Pent, who has Green Dual Infantry 4, Lull Attack Res, and Time is Pulse. This dude is fodder.deck.
Just gotta kill off the Hellbendy. I still have one to use.
Do you have a Hellbendy?
Yes, I do.
You kill Hellbendy and this guy for Bowie. Mm-hmm. You can get Bowie both Green Dual Infantry 4 and Lull Attack Res.
That does seem kind of
and
like
then
fun.
You gotta get him to plus 10. And his bow, or Bowie's book, right?
Yeah.
Has melee close counter built into it.
Oh, wow.
It's actually a fairly good refine because it's basically a Raven Tome with like the melee close counter, so he'll be able to counterattack against everything but dragons.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, weapon triangle advantage against colorless units. So that's, like, pretty good. And then he gets kind of bulky with all of his merges and whatnot. And the attack res, lol. It's, like, one of those things where it's, like, oh, that's... He's, like, weirdly one of the best, like, free-to-play green dual infantry units. Solely for being, like, a ranged unit and having bulk.
Yeah.
And then colorless has Mila, Air, and Luis. So it's fodder. And then Air and Mila have, like, no fodder, pretty much. Well, Mila's got some stuff, but I don't think you really fodder Mila.
No, you gotta use her so you can have that extra turn.
Yeah, you use it for, like, three Milas, so you can have, like, 10 turns on Aetheraid's offense, right? And you just, you know, you just isolate the entire enemy team so that there's no dancing shenanigans ever. Even though that's, like, not super useful anymore because Legendary Sacred's in your face turn one. And he doesn't need a special for that. And Air has Mystic Boost still, which is technically still rare fodder because it's on her and, like, Bridal Makaya. I'm pretty sure that's it. Why is Mystic Boost so rare? We have it as a seal. Can we get it on a free-to-play unit? That would be fun.
Yeah, they really should.
Then you could put that on normal Alm.
Luna.
And then normal Alm would be actually kind of good. And all of those... All the push skills. The push skills will be usable again. Oh my god. Remember those? We have... You know how we just got seals of push skills?
Yep.
We could, like, combo push skills with Mystic Boost. You'd heal 4 damage if you're actually full health. And if not, you'd heal, like, 6. But,
yeah,
they technically wouldn't run out as long as you didn't die. So, that'd actually be kind of good for, like... Healers can use Mystic Boost, right? I think so.
I don't know.
Restrictions, does it?
I mean, they could run odd recovery instead, so...
Does that work on themselves?
Odd and recovery? That's also
every other turn.
Yeah.
I will figure out... No, it has no restrictions whatsoever, so yeah.
Oh, okay. Mystic Boost?
Yep. Mystic Boost has no restrictions. I mean, I don't know if you would give up that for Dazzling Staff or Wrathful Staff, though. Grand scheme of things, because if you're giving up Wrathful Staff, right, you're only dealing 3 extra damage and you're losing whatever else because you're dealing half, right?
Yeah,
probably not worth it. Oh well, you can still put, like, the normal. If you get the level four in your A slot, you can put, like, the level 1 in your seal. So, I mean, that would. Mystic Boost would cancel that out, I think, perfectly, because I think normal level 4 is 5 damage, I think. Yeah, something like that.
Neil, you did some summoning.
I did do some summoning. I didn't get an Uller like you apparently didn't, like Morb or something.
I'm sorry, Neil. I'd trade it to you if I could.
Oh boy, honestly. Minus attack! You want my minus attack Saros that I think I might have combat manual? I don't remember.
I mean, I'll take the Dragon Wall fodder.
So I ended up pulling Legendary Sigurd after like two or three like go-ins. I had seen like maybe 1 blue orb by then. And then proceeded, and then pretty much saw, like, almost no blue orbs. It was mostly just summoning on red. Because there was just no blue orbs ever. And then I got a wheel that had, like, 3 blue orbs, I think. And then ended up pulling 2 Saros and a Regan. And I'm like, maybe I should just stop. Because I just dipped a little bit below 300 orbs.
And 2 Saros and a Regan.
Isn't... She's good because she can counter probably the Fallen Needle Guard.
Yeah.
But I could also counter Fallen Natal Guard with, like, Bunny Fear if I really need it.
I forgot about that.
Why is she my counter? I wish she could get Flashing Blade for her seal slot. Then it would be like a true dream like counter, because then she could hit like moon bows and shit. That would just be amazing. But yeah. I ended up foddering one of those Saros to Legendary Grima, and it is kind of hilarious having 43 effective Dragon Wall on Legendary Grima.
Wow. Who
has like 23 res. I put all the flowers on her after I got Dragon Wall. I'm like, yep,
yeah,
this is worth it.
Nice.
Now I'm like half like debating. It's like, should I just like, because we're getting two summoner supports in the next update. I'm like, do I really need to like put it on bike? I mean, I probably should put it on bike, but then like, should I take it off like Legendary Roy and just put it on her?
I mean,
that it'd be kind of hilarious move. Because plus 5 HP is nice, but the plus 2 on all the other stats, I mean, her damage output isn't that bad anymore, because before she just hit like a wet noodle, but now she's got like 10 more attack. I mean, she has 10 more to all stats, but like 10 more attack makes it so she hits like 10 more damage than she was before. So I could like switch it off for like noontime probably, and then just use like, I really want to get attack res solo seal. That would be really good, so I don't have to worry about attack. Because right now, I think it'd be, like, speed res solo seal. And, like, her speed's, like, 50-something. So it's, like, I think it's, like, 56 right now. So it's not something I really need to worry about. The only thing I'm not doubling is the things that run Spurn. And at that point, like, they're maybe getting 4 damage reduction, right? 4%. So it's not as big of a deal. Can we just run Death Res solo? Maybe that'd be more beneficial. Get a little extra defense. I don't know. Still, it's a nice memes, I guess, there. Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
I mean, Grim is good now, right? So
true.
It's just kind of...
Yo, I could go back on my one word, put Fortress Death Res 4 or whatever on Mer, and then put Fortress Dragon Wall on Mer. 40 res Mer, and then if her like an ally's in range, it's 45. Sure, she won't kill anything's anymore because she no longer has quicker post, but I could maybe sacrifice Iote's shield in the seal slot for like quicker post. Who needs Iote's shield when you can just 40% damage reduction the arrows, right?
Yeah.
That works, kind of. Not really, but kind of. She doesn't have DC, though. Kind of sad.
Yeah.
I don't think we did much else summoning. I think it's pretty much update news.
Yeah, go right ahead.
So, combat manuals, kind of memes this time around. Dancing Micaiah. If you have bad IVs or not plus one, not a bad pickup, but he has like attack res solo and res ploy. Attack res bond.
Yeah.
And then res ploy, and then Fire Flood Dance, which is just kind of memes, honestly. It's not that top tier. I'm pretty sure it's all in the Grail shop. And res played in like 3 units now. Then we have Hubert, who has Infantry Hexblade in the C slot, which is not the worst skill ever, being on him and Zane. But then he's got like Rao Fox. So if you want to fodder to a red mage, you only need Rao Fox 1 from like a Null. You only need 1 because he can fodder him up for it. His other skills, like, I don't even know. It's like fucking scotch or something. Like, it's not good. It's probably something really bad, and I'm not even going to bother looking it up. It's probably like a faint or something. Then we have Valentine's Veronica, which is like a definite pickup. She's got one of the best inheritable blue tomes in the game.
Yes.
And that's about it. Merlinus has good fodder. Cecilia has a good unit. Valbar has apparently been completely obsoleted by Benny, so that's
kind of... Oh, really?
Yeah. From what I saw of Benny, which wasn't a lot, I think he's like a blue to do, which sounds kind of crazy. Because I think he either ties or has one more defense than to do. Like, I think he has 44 base defense, which is kind of absurd. Because wasn't to do one off, like, I think 44 is the highest, isn't it? I think that's like Valentine's Gustav, and then like I think Dedu's 43. Mm-hmm. So he sounds like crazy. I'm pretty sure he sacrificed a bunch in speed though. It sounded like he was fairly min maxed. I think there was like something else in there, but I don't think it was very good. So don't worry about it. It was probably something not worth it. But it was like the best things in there were probably like Veronica, Hubert, and like Merlinus probably. So woo! And then we get refines. And those are kind of hype because
Yes.
Gordon.
I think we talked about this on the show, like our prediction.
Did we talk
about it? We wanted these guys. Yeah.
And it's Dark Mistletoe.
Yes.
Coming.
Oh.
Sword with special fight, special spiral, and special cooldown count -1 is getting a refund. Yeah.
Yes.
All they need to do for this weapon is just give it like a bunch of attack and defense or something. Like,
give it.
If it kind of got like Zelith treatment, where it's like, oh yeah, he just gets +10 attack and defense. Like, that's gonna help push him like probably back into meta for like a month.
I mean, that's nice because I have a +10 Ares that's just been kind of sitting. Because
10 damage, and then 5 extra damage on bonfire. Dude's hitting at least 15 more damage. I assume that's gonna help Oko quite a bit of people for another maybe month or two. Until you start seeing +10 Bennies out of nowhere, and then you just zero damage to them.
when's the next Benny, like the first Benny focus banner?
I put a Benny on the legendary banner.
Oh really?
Yeah,
I haven't yet.
Yeah, I was like, what? Oh, I guess he's available. I don't think Orochi's on the banner though. I'm assuming Benny was just shadow dropped into the 3 to 4 star pool, so I guess he's on every banner now.
Yep.
So okay. Do you think they're gonna bring that back? I don't think he was a stat reduced either. I should check Benny because he's
talking
a bit about him.
Mm-hmm.
Even though like we know nothing, he's 184, so I'm pretty sure that's like he's not gonna hit 190. But I don't think we had some characters hitting 190, right? I don't think normal Benny would ever hit it. Yeah, he has 44 defense, 34 res, which is really good. 23 speed, which is pretty bad, but that's to be expected. 35 attack, which isn't amazing. But 48 HP is pretty good. So he does take a little bit of hit and attack. But... if he has a super boon in defense. This dude is wild. Oh my god.
Wow.
Holy shit. I'm just gonna take a quick check at like highest defense units real quick. Cause I'm curious if he's just at the top. okay, Halloween Valentine's Gustav is 46, Dedu is 45, Gatry, Fallen Edelgard, and Benny are all 44. why is Fallen Edelgard this high? Why? I don't want it this high. That's still spooky. Oh, so yeah, that's I guess he's pretty high.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so Dark Mistletoe, we want that. That should hopefully be good. Then we have Punishment Staff on Maribel. Okay. Finn is getting Loyalty Spear, which I hope is going to be good. I probably won't build him, but I'll probably give him that weapon because he was a free 5-star. Just be a better Brave Lance. Like, that's all you need to be. If you wanted to put built-in Miracle, that'd be kind of memes, but I don't think it's going to have that. Legyarn is getting refined, and Bridal Sanaki, I think, is the last one. So, I'm expecting Legyarns to be actually pretty decent, because her original thing is, like, she basically steals the enemy buffs. Like, she takes the enemy buffs, I think divides it by 2, and then applies that to all of her stats. Like, if you have, say, plus 14, I think all of her stats get plus 7. Pretty sure that's what it does. Kind of crazy, but I'm pretty sure that's what it does. So, and then I think it's like plus 3 speed or something. So... I'm hoping that's, like, pretty good. Even if they just dump a, like, a rain on it, it's going to be a decent refine. But yeah, the only other thing in the update is Safety Fence, which is going to be a new Aetheraid's offense structure. It is basically a counter to those turn one, like, Winter Burny style teams where they just, like, throw a unit, like, really close to you and initiate turn one. This pretty much just kind of stops those teams, because if you're either out of enemy range or within the range of the safety fence, the enemy team will instantly end their turn on turn one. The X, like, for how many turns it lasts depends on the level of the structure, but I think we're only getting level one right now, like when the update comes out. I'm pretty sure we're just getting level one for the structure, so... It's actually a fairly decent structure, because there's a lot of, like, maps where it's like, well, now I can spend turn one, like, breaking a couple barriers, and then actually throw my units up there, turn two. So, that's actually going to be somewhat helpful in hiding units, which sounds good, because I think before, people are saying, like, it's almost like you need savior skills to get by those, which... As I guess is pretty much the next thing. There's I guess a leak.
Yes.
That was shown in the Mythic Hero data mine, which details a couple things. One thing Gordon is very excited for.
I am. So there's a HeroFest banner that's coming out. There's 4 units on the banner, but only 2 of them matter because it is Dedu and
Valentine's Henriette,
also known as Farsave, also known as something for my plus 10 Hilda. So, you know.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to get it. I think I'm going to get her. So.
It's attack raise, Farsave, and tech defense near save, which are both 2, like, amazing skills. We're assuming it's a Hero Fest because these 4 units have no reason to be on any other banner together.
Yeah.
Along with, Guinevere and Flayne, which I have
a Guinevere. One off. Guinevere's quite good. Yes,
especially I would even say with the near far safe teams, Flayne's probably good to have, because you can just sit Flayne next to your near save unit, and I'm pretty sure that just works. So
yeah, but like, yeah, if I can get
4 tiles away or something,
if I can get far save, you have no idea. How much pain I'm gonna cause for everybody with my plus 10 Hilda that just keeps living.
I'm trying to think if near save or far save would be better on her. I would assume
she has DC.
Yeah. Like, the other thought is if you go with near save, you could also drop on like an A slot.
Yes.
But I'm thinking Farsave's just a better skill in general. Her res isn't bad, right? I'm pretty sure it's pretty decent. It's like 30-something, 36 or whatever.
I believe so.
So you're going to get an extra +4 and +4 attack, so it'll probably work just fine, because your weapon
plus,
also gives you...
Yeah, a plus 10, she's at 33.
33, yeah, so 37. And then you have guard, and you'll have 5 attack and defense from our weapon, and they can't buff you, so... Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good on armor unit. You could give her, like... Oh, we don't have a... You know what would be another good skill to get? Attack res form. Attack res. You need res form, which could be okay on her, because you're guaranteed to have one unit next to her within 2 spaces to actually trigger the save skill. And then if she's behind them, probably going to have another 1 or 2, right? Yes. Yeah, the other reasons why we think this is going to be a hero fest is they also picked up on, I think, like 2 like grand hero party quests for, I want to say it's like Verveld and Dithorba. It's either Veld or it's Solon. I hope it's Veld, because then it's like Thracia and Effie. That's true.
Veld. That's another meme, like Red Mage. That his name is so good. It's so meme-y. Stone.
Why do we have these? We have like Stone and Banshee. We got like 3 of these dudes in a row, and they're just like, why? We have Kyago, who's like half a Versa, half like something weird. Like a bird setter or something. And then we got Veld, whose weapon only works till like turn 3 or something. It's turn 3 and 4 his weapon works. And then we got like Solon, whose weapon breaks after like turn 4 or something. Like, these units are just like, why? Like, their weapons work for like the first 3 or 4 turns, and then they just stop doing anything. Then they're just like +3 stats. And it's like res or something. Like, how did we get so many of these? I think Veld also has sabotage defense.
Mm-hmm.
And Solon has probably, like, nothing. So, but yeah, I think that's everything.
Yeah, so we should be getting a Fey channel? Like,
yeah, I would assume close, because it's weird that they notified us of the update. Mm-hmm. Especially the safety fence, instead of explaining it. Because like, half the people don't even know what it does. Like a weird description. And I think the update's on the 3rd. So in like a day or 2, we maybe get a Fey channel.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
I mean, that'd be nice.
If they do that and then show us, like, you know, the Hero Fest, maybe some new stuff like CYL. Because that's like, what, a month away?
Yes.
Like, it's usually the end of October. The end of August, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would assume we have one banner and then CYL, I think.
And CYL, whatever Pirates is this year.
Yeah, if it's Pirates or they do something
new. I don't expect Pirates and Ninjas coming back.
No, personally. I think they'd probably something new for it.
They should just bring back the Plaguean banner.
No!
Just give us more units and Plaguean outfits.
It's probably not asking for that. I don't know. Like, they did Pirates and Ninjas. They could do Cowboys.
They could do Cats and Dogs.
That just sounds like a fetish banner, and I don't think I want that.
Cats and Dogs. It's like Lynn and cat ears. Another
banner, but it's even more gambling.
Yeah,
we could put Joshua in like a tuxedo.
I mean, a Vegas theme would be kind of cool.
True. And then we'd only need to put one bunny.
Because then you could give Dorothea another ult.
No! She's got 2 ults already. She's not even in the game.
She's not even in the game.
This is like a new... She's the only unit that's ever done that, right?
I believe so.
I'm pretty sure. It's just obscene and unneeded. Like, honestly, I'd be happy if Dorothea didn't get in the game for, like, a long time now.
She should get the Charlotte treatment, just not show up for a while.
That would honestly be totally fine. I'd laugh if they started like introducing like time skipped students before adding Dorothea.
Before time skip Dorothea first.
Before normal Dorothea, she doesn't have the hat.
No JoJo hat.
Never getting the hat. You have the summer alt. That one has a hat. Live with it. Look, Joshua is right there. He is a hat.
Yep.
Just get Joshua.
Yeah.
So that'll probably be soon, and
soon, probably, hopefully next week. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Next thing we have now. You played some more Skyward Sword, even though you beat it last week.
I 100%ed it this past 3 or 4 days, I think. I had 100%ed the normal mode playthrough, because I was like, I have like, I don't know, like 3 or 4 heart pieces left. I looked up like 2. It was like,
oh yeah.
That's all I needed? Huh. So I like grabbed the last couple. There was a mini game that I was like dreading because I already tried the mini game a couple times. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, I've like set it up. I can just like work on this mini game for a while, just mindlessly. And then I beat it on my first try and was like, oh, well, so much for like wasting my time before. If I just beat it on my first try here, I guess I'll just go fight the final boss now. I guess I'll just go do it. I think I beat the final boss the wrong way because I seem to remember a mechanic that was in the final boss fight that I just never did. So I'm assuming I hard moded it. I finished it with 1 heart left.
Nice.
I was like, because I think I'd only fought that boss once prior.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like basically perfect parrying like 3 hits in a row, and then I'd hit him once. Because it was like, if I hit him more than once, he could just like put his sword up and then I could hit it and just die because he's got electric sword. I swear there's like a mechanic where you can like get your sword covered in lightning as well. But I didn't do that. So I'm assuming I did the boss fight wrong, but I still won in the end. Nice. So now I'm doing hero mode, which is, I thought the enemies dealt more damage, but I'm wondering if that's not a thing and it's just that you don't get hearts normally, because I thought it was enemies deal double damage and then hearts don't drop, like aside from special certain scenarios, which it's like you can get an item later that'll make hearts more likely to appear, which in hero mode just makes them appear less likely than normal, like a normal playthrough. And some of the things that normally grow hearts will now start showing up. So basically you just play until you get to that item, which is like after the 3rd temple, I think. And then it's like, oh, wow, the enemies deal double damage and you have 1 less item slot. Okay. So doing that, I did some of the speedrun strats and I was like, lol, that's a joke. Made it to like the 4th temple before even getting the first item. You can't get into the 4th temple, but you can sit right outside of it and look pretty, I guess.
Oh, I see.
You can hop onto a wall and then just like walk around the out of bounds area for a bit. And you can technically skip like a section later that takes probably 20 minutes.
Hey, cats. Sorry. Cats are being dumb.
But yeah, Skyward Sword, it's a lot better than I remember. I did try the motion controls for a little bit.
Oh, how were they?
I hated it.
Oh,
I'm assuming they're better than they were before, but also I still have to do the like reset gyro every once in a while, which I was assuming they were going to like solve that issue, but I'm assuming they just kind of left it in. I don't know. I think it's a matter of now that there's another control option, I'd just rather use that. It didn't help that I played through the entire game first with that normal control scheme. And then it was like, yeah. Hey, you wanna swing your arm to swing your sword? No. No, that's okay. I don't need to do that. I'll just flick the stick, thank you. It felt a lot slower than I remember. I mean,
yeah,
I've played through the game twice with a Wiimote Plus. I think I've earned the right to use a Switch Pro Controller.
Just lazy mode.
Being able to press in the stick to stab really easily is a welcome advantage. I spent like 3 minutes trying to figure out how to stab again. I'm like, why isn't the stabbing motion working? I think my Wiimote was uncalibrated, so that's why it didn't work. Wiimote, Joy-Con. So I was like, well, you can spin attack easier. That's about it. Oh, and I guess camera control is available, but it's Zelda. We didn't have camera control till like the Wii U. I think I'll be fine. Yep, I think that's pretty much it for Skyward Sword, because I think you want to talk about Unite quite a bit.
Oh yeah, so Pokemon Unite, it was a game that came out last week. I didn't play it right away. Everybody else was playing it right away. People were saying, oh, it's pretty fun. I still didn't play it because I was being stubborn. For those of you who don't know, I actually do play MOBAs kind of casually. I played League of Legends for a very long time. And then I swapped over to Heroes of the Storm. And then I just kind of, you know, just kind of more play them casually without worrying about rank and all that. And then, you know, I was thinking about checking it out. And then I heard about the pay-to-win aspects, and I was like, oh, yeah, maybe I'll stay away from it. Needless to say, it's actually a not bad game if you don't take it seriously. I find most of the characters to be fun, at least the ones that I've played so far. I picked Talonflame as my free guy. He's interesting, because he's pretty frail, but he like goes in, picks people off, and then like scores pretty much. The gameplay itself is a lot of fun because it's like you capture you farm up these wild Pokemon, and then you have these I forget the actual name, but you get like Pokeballs, and then you have to go and to the enemy's team or the enemy's point and score a touchdown pretty much and like cash in the Pokeballs that you have. So it can be kind of like it can be kind of frustrating sometimes when your teammates just don't comply, and you're just sitting there like, come on guys, like please help me out
to score.
Once. Yeah, yeah, we need to score, please. Please stop focusing kills, like you know the classic Heroes of the Storm thing. Yeah, I don't mind it. I actually played. I was an early adopter to MOBAs on the console. I played Guardians of Middle Earth on the Xbox 360.
Is that a Lord of the Rings game?
That is a Lord of the Rings MOBA.
Boy.
Needless to say, it was not great. but I enjoyed it. I played Frodo. That's beside the point. But I was an early adopter to the console MOBAs, and yeah, so, like, for the most part, the controls and, like, the characters are, they play, well, how you expect. But, like, what's neat about it is that you have an option between two different moves when you level up. So, it's kind of like a Heroes of the Storm aspect to me, where it's like, oh, okay, you can be, like, both you and I could both play Alolan Ninetales.
Like, skill tree.
But, yeah, but we could play it differently, right? For the most part, like just like pub games, there are one-sided games. That's kind of normal in a MOBA because you know there's a lot of people that are new to MOBAs, I'd imagine, because it has a Pokemon license, and then there's other people who are, you know, pub stomping children. I think it'll take a while for people to. I feel like it's still in like the casual, people are still checking it out phase. The pay to win aspect kind of bums me out because I will never play it ranked because for that reason. For those of you who don't know, like you get items like battle items, like leftovers and stuff like that, and you can upgrade them with tickets, and then you can also just pay for upgrades pretty much. So like, if you go to the leaderboards, it's everybody with maxed out stuff. And so it's just kind of like, oh, you just drop in $100 and you get a permanent stat increase.
I heard with the pay, with the pay aspects, I think mm-hmm. the Power Ranger outfit for Greninja, something like $40, which sounds absolutely ridiculous.
Why?
For one costume. I mean, what? To be fair, I think that's the highest end costume.
Okay. Like, yeah.
The low end is,
I know there's one on Talonflame too that looks kind of high end.
What? Why is like, it so it, expensive?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just Greninja.
Yeah, like, I don't like the menus and stuff because, like,
they're very mobile game menus.
It's very mobile, and it's just like you. But, like, when you actually get into the game, the controls are pretty good for Switch, I find. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to run down the characters that I played so far. I played, as I said, Talonflame. Pretty frail, but fun when you get the hang of it. His ulti mm-hmm. is, like, he has Brave Bird and or Fly. Fly, you, like, go up in the air, you're invulnerable, and then you crash down, right?
Is that, like, the same? Because I think Charizard has something like that as well.
Yeah, something like that, but Charizard can sumo wrestle. Like, oh, okay. He picks that's somebody up and slams them down. Yeah. Brave Bird's interesting because it has a very far range, so you can, like, gank in, and then you have, like, Flame Charge, so you just, like, go a little bit fast, or it's like a dash almost.
Okay.
So he's pretty frail, but like he's easy to dash in. At least that's how I play him. Lucario is an all-arounder who I really like. I pick Extreme Speed, which resets when you hit an enemy Pokemon. So you can extreme speed, and then you can extreme speed again.
I'm like, imagining so can... Fox from, like, Melee. Yeah. Like, yeah. Side B.
And then when that upgrades again, you can do it another time, so you can dash around, like, 3 times in a row. Which is kind of insane. And then I like to pick Bone Rush, which is weird. Because you kind of do, like, an attack... like an attack of a cone in front of you, but you leave a bone down and you can activate the ability to teleport to the bone. So you can just teleport like
that is
four
very
times in a
weird
row.
Thing for Lucario.
I know, like you don't expect Lucario to be so mobile. and then I played Alolan Ninetales, which I'm still new with, but she's interesting. Got kind of like I picked Dazzling Gleam, which is like a cone stun in front of her, and then Blizzard is a kind of a knockback. Mm-hmm. So it's really neat. She's a ranged attacker, and she's got like a what is it? A passive where around her every now and then she'll do like a free AoE.
Okay.
Yeah, another ranged attacker, which I
blow down enemies as well.
Yeah, like, yeah, a lot of that. Yeah, I like Alolan Ninetales. I also really enjoy Venusaur. I was wrecking shit with Venusaur. You've got like Solar Beam, which is like half map wide. Well, not half map. I'm exaggerating. It's just huge damage. Is pretty much what it is. That's pretty much all he does. But he's interesting. I also played Charizard once because you had to do it in the tutorial. Huh. Interesting. A little slow. I've heard he's one of the worst ones in the game. I also played... Who else did I play? Camerant, just in the try mode. Because I was like, oh man, Camerant? Camerant's great. I'm saving up for Camerant so I can buy him. yeah, and... I really enjoy, I like the MOBA aspect of the game because you can add weird Pokemon like Camerant and Crustle as playable characters. Like, Absol's in the game. Like, it's like, oh, sweet. I do want to play Absol. I haven't played any champs in the game.
Like, I think some of the top tier characters are like Absol and Talonflame, I think.
And Talonflame, yeah.
I think those two are like really high tier because I think Attack were like really good in the beta or something.
Yeah, I think my disappointment so far, like in the game at least, mainly because I don't know, I'm not a really big fan of, like, because MOBAs on console are weird. I prefer to, you know, just go all out and attack. So playing tanks and healers in console is like, ooh, that's kind of weird. I don't like Slowbro. I've heard people, like, I know Shane likes him. I don't know. I'm not really a Slowbro.
I mean, the only tank I've heard good things about is, like,
Snorlax.
And that's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
I mean, I've seen Crustle wreck shit.
So Blastoise might be good. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Blastoise is good.
I think Crustle has some, like, shell smash mechanic where it can get really frail and fast.
And then I heard Eldegoss is like the premier healer. I have yet to play Eldegoss. I might eventually. But yeah, I've enjoyed, like, I don't know, I've spent a lot more time on Pokemon Unite than I thought I would was going to. So I don't know how long, you know, like what'll happen when I just like get like utterly stomp like four games in a row and they all have like upgraded items and all that shit, and it's just like, oh, okay. But that hasn't happened yet. So, you know, it's fun to be like casual about it for once and just kind of play it. I don't, you know, like the menus and all that, again, I'll take it as a casual MOBA. If they add Grumpig and as a playable
Mega
character.
Ranked Grumpig player right there.
Do you think they're going to add like Eevee and Eevee's going to evolve into like
I don't
three
know
different things?
What they're going to do for Eevee. And I think
they could just add Umbreon,
they haven't added it yet.
Yeah.
My thought would be if they're going to add Eevee, they're going to, you know, title it as the evolution. And whether they actually start you off as the evolution or Eevee, I think all Eevees would play probably exactly the same, which would be my... Because Lucario starts as Lucario, right? And Snorlax starts as Snorlax. So I feel like they might just skip the baby form.
The baby, and then just have, like, just Eevee be around.
Yeah, just start as the Eevee-lution. I think that would be a better way to structure it. Because they're not going to make all Eevees, like... Because if they were going to do Eevee... Do you think they would make a ranged and a physical Eevee? Like, a close range? Because, like, some of the Eeveelutions aren't going to be... They're going to be melee, right?
Like, yeah.
I don't imagine Flareon or Leafeon not being melee.
Yeah.
But then, for instance, like, Vaporeon, Sylveon, and probably Glaceon, Espeon. They probably all have to be ranged, right?
Oh, dude, they should add Leafeon. That'd be awesome, Leafeon, Glaceon.
Yeah, like the best one?
What? Yeah, those are the two best ones.
Clearly, and I mean, everyone in competitive uses them in RU.
They're top tier.
They're not RU, they're NU or PU, I think.
Oh yeah.
I think Leafeon's NU, and I want to say Glaceon's PU. I think something like that. Just because Ice is not good, and Leafeon. Kind of slow.
Poor ice type.
God, they need to give a buff to ice type. Can we resist flying, maybe? I mean, I don't think that would change a whole lot, but at least we'd have one more resistance.
Super effective against water.
Yeah, let's make every single ice type like top tier by doing just that change. Honestly, just make every ice move, what's it called? Freeze dry. Or just make it so like a lot of moves have the freeze dry effect. Like, can we make half the ice type moves have freeze dry? You know what? In hail, all ice type moves get the freeze dry.
Oh yeah.
That would be kind of interesting. Because that would make it so that like Blizzard and hail is like a really, really good strat at that point. Yeah. I mean, that would make probably just solely Alolan Ninetales really good, and that things are really, really good because of Aurora Veil, right?
Yeah. That segues into our final topic now. We did a little bit of Pokemon. Not a lot. I had a busy week.
I had a busy week, too. It was like, why is everything breaking and then getting fixed in like a couple at like an hour or something.
Or yeah.
Less. It's like, this is.
Yeah. Yeah. The internet. Fucking.
The internet had an issue over the weekend, which turned out to be like an air conditioning problem, halfway along the line. And then I think a blade went down, which is basically like everything supplying internet to a place. Well, I should say service in general to a place. So that caused a bunch of issues, and that was down for like hour, maybe hour and a half or so, maybe 2 hours. And then TV like dropped for like, I don't know, 10 minutes for no explained reason, and then came back. So we had to call like a bunch of people back on that. But it, you know what? Pokemon. So we just did Rock Tunnel, I think, and that was it.
Yeah, that's pretty much all we did. I had to recapture some Mons again because save states are fun. That's going to happen a lot during this this little run, by the way, only because like that's how I have to save, so yeah. I'm going to make a mistake. So, we did Rock Tunnel, Neil. We got our first encounter at the other area as well.
Route 8, I believe.
Route 8, yep.
We now have Great Balls.
Yes, we do.
I guess we talk about your little fiasco.
Sure. So, I have a habit in Pokemon where I just don't want to go back. So I just continue to go forward no matter what. Well, right?
I feel like the only real spot where that's an issue is like Rock Tunnel. Because all the other dungeons are just routes. And usually you can run back on a route. That's no problem.
Yes.
But when it's a Rock Tunnel and it's just a dark cave, you don't want to go back.
Nope.
So, nope. You didn't have very many items.
No, I had a lot of
repels, but that was
bad. I had a lot of potions. I had some repels. I just kind of only had one antidote, which proved to be an issue. I only had one.
Paralyzed, I think? Or no,
I only had one full restore. I had to use my full restore.
The precious full restore that we can probably buy in maybe 2-3 towns, I'm assuming. Or I don't really nice. Know. Because we get access to Celadon, which I don't know if it has full restores, but I know it doesn't have Ultra Balls. So
my entire team was just battered and bruised.
You were running out of PP. You had like a Mon that was like paralyzed and you just couldn't fix it. Eventually, a Mon got poisoned and we're just like, let's just put that in the back so we don't have to deal with that thing taking more than one damage when it gets poison damage. Chimecho had one Fire Blast.
Yep. I think
that was it. It's a bit of a journey. But you're overleveled. I say overleveled. I think my Mons are almost on par with your Magneton. I think my high up is 34. And then my other Mons are all 30.
Yeah.
So, your Magneton isn't stupid far ahead, but it is far ahead comparatively to your team, which I think has like 27 or something. Which is
I think we're all 30 now.
Oh, okay. Magneton was very good, especially when Registeel comes out, and it's like okay.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a trainer, Golem, who had self-destruct at like 22, so note that down.
Now we gotta remember that.
Because my Crota lived at 7 HP.
I'm guessing it was self-destruct, because 22 self-destruct sounds about right. I also had to fight a Kyogre with 2 ancient power boosts, which is just like, I've had flashbacks of this happening before. It wasn't a Kyogre, but honestly, that Kyogre was a lot less of a threat than the other thing I had to deal with, which was a Vulpix. So probably doesn't sound as much like a threat, but believe me, level caps and Ominous Wind Vulpix with 2 ancient power Ominous Wind boosts was not a pleasant thing to deal with. Yeah, the Kyogre exit wasn't too bad. It's just a pain that I only have absorb for grass type coverage.
And we did get a first encounter at Route 8, which is a powerful pair of Dugtrio, which Neil named something I can't pronounce.
It's like Vampfetta Ilu or something. I just took...
Okay,
so there's the trio of mages in FE4. And I was like, I think their names are very short. And it's like four letters. And I'm like, that's just a little too long. There was a male trio, which I think would have just fit, but it's a female. So it's like, so I just kind of like shaved off the ends of their names. Crammed it in there. I'm like, why not? I'll just have three names in instead of one. And then your mon, which was...
Oh, I got a Dunsparce.
It happened.
So, yeah, we have a Dunsparce now on the team. So, Neil, here's the thing. I'm not opposed to using Dunsparce if I have to.
The issue is your Dunsparce is paired to a ground type.
Yes.
And you have a Dawnfan.
Yes.
And that Dawnfan is paired to, I want to say, Solrock?
Yeah.
Which is, like, honestly one of our better pairs, which is a very weird thing to say, considering you have no stab.
Try attack.
Try attacking Dawnfan paired to a Solrock. So, it's weird to say that is probably one of our better pairs, but it is. Mm-hmm. Because that... See, my issue is ice water types. So I either use Rock Slide and hope to Oko, or I swap into Cacturne and hope they don't have ice moves, which isn't a good idea because Dugong for sure has ice moves. And I'm assuming Spheal and all those guys still have Ice Ball.
See, grass is still kind of terrifying, but at least I have Magneton and a Fire Blast Chimecho that hasn't missed, by the way, yet.
Yeah. See, you say grass is terrifying. We're still, like, in Gen 3. Every grass type from Gen 1, pretty much, is poison type.
Yeah. Oh,
the Psybeam, half of the grass types. The other half, Fire Blast is going to clean up, probably, right? And then Magneton, what is a grass type going to do to a Magneton?
Nothing.
Your scary things for Magneton is, like, Breloom?
Yeah, Magneton was a blessing. Like, I'm gonna be real.
And you were like, oh, I would have used what was, like, Koffing? Koffing and Electrike?
Yo, Koffing? I still would have used a Koffing.
Yeah.
I would have preferred a Koffing.
Magneton?
I mean, yeah, Magneton serves the exact same...
Now you swap into Explosion.
Yeah, well, Magneton... I would have
before.
Yeah. Magneton and Weezing are two really good mons, so... I'm fine with either or.
Although Weezing's more a defensive one or especially defensive?
I think they're more especially defensive. Okay. I think.
I don't remember which is which. It's like that and Muk. One is more physically, the other's more specially, and I just don't remember the difference. I just know Weezing gets Flamethrower, and that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think Stunk Tank gets that by, like, evolution now.
Stunk Tank? Hell yeah.
This is the weird... Why is that level evolution move? Next time, I think we're going to go to Celadon and figure out what we're going to do with the encounters there. I'm assuming we're going to do Eevee free and then game counter one? And then maybe... I don't know if we're going to do the wild encounter there as well. Because that seems like a little much. Maybe we just say the game shop is the wild encounter. Because that would be three encounters in one area. Which is, I don't know. I mean, the game corner has, like, the Team Rocket base underground. That counts as a new area, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't have any mons, but...
Yeah. We are still rocking out with the same Pokemon, by the way. The same four of...
I think if we get one better mon, we might swap. Because, like,
currently
we're at a point where we could have a team of five, but I think that leaves, like, a fairly decent fire weakness on your side.
Yeah.
The only issue is there isn't really... Okay, maybe if you get a dragon type paired with something, that would probably be our condition to swap. Like, if you got a dragon type and mm-hmm. I've got, like, I don't know, poison maybe? Or some other type we don't have, then we'd swap out for Metagross and Butterfree for your mm-hmm. your water type. And then I would get a fire type and a water type, water electric.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get decent. My team would have like amazing coverage, but your team would have like a heavy reliance on a dragon to check fire, and that's about it. Well, you also have a dark band and a Chimecho, right?
Yeah. Chimecho with fire blast.
Yeah, and then what's it called? Freaking, you have Magneton and Metagross, where steel type is still OP.
Yeah.
So you should be fine.
Yeah. That's pretty much about it now.
Yeah, I think that's
yeah, it was a busy week, so
And it's the last day of July, so
July now.
Eventually,
so I'm hoping maybe by the end of August we'll have something.
And I think we have to do FE5 in August, right? I think that's an August thing. FE5 top 5, or whatever.
Oh, Frieza. Yes. Which,
that'll happen.
I'll never know.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably. if we have a Fade channel, probably not next
week. No. Yeah. Anyways, I think that's going to do with today's episode of Two Lords Plus Swords. You can follow the show at LordsTLWS. Neil, you're at Lord_Nero, and I'm at OperaZombie707. Other than that, though, we hope you have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you guys again real soon. Take care. No, oh, you thought that the podcast ended. Ha!
I thought
surprised.
As well.
Guess what? I didn't actually upload today, which is a good thing because there's a brand new Fae channel that just came out today. So Neil and Shane, you're both here. What's up?
Yep.
Yeah.
We're here for the surprise Fae channel that for actually is longer champions. Than most. Looking at it.
Yeah, and it's not bad. I would say. So we're just going to quickly run down
brand.
And talk about it, because why the hell not? First up, we've got the events with some GHB revivals of who you expect.
Couple daily maps.
Yep. Couple daily maps and the Hero Fest banner that we talked about same episode. So, you know, that's out.
We called
it's
it.
Confirmed.
Yep.
This is also, just keep in mind, since Valentine's Henriette is here, yep. I am going to assume they're going to skip her for double special heroes. The double special heroes. She's probably being skipped in the one next month. Or August,
we got tickets. And then we got the next banner, which they're just going back to Pirates, I guess. So Pirates is now an official like alt.
Apparently, so I guess Ninjas will be coming back.
Yep. Yay. So we have...
Ninjas.
We have
next time
Naesala to start things off. He's colorless.
Get to see his skills very easily.
No,
sadly,
no.
And he's also not transformed, so there's a good chance his effects aren't even necessarily in effect.
And then we got Vika,
which is very nice, and
looks to be the 4-star
skills. Yeah, stat, very high res and speed. And she comes with Speed Res Solo, which is on Urk, and Sabotage Attack, which is on Mila, I think. There might be someone else, but I'm pretty sure Mila is like the easiest access for it. So,
is she 4-star?
Okay. Yes, she's going to be the 4-star.
All right.
The other characters on the banner are probably not 4-star. Then there's they finally made an alt Surtur.
Yeah. Yep. Boy.
I mean, it looks kind of cool.
He's got a shark special art. Oh, and he's a lance armor, I guess.
Oh.
So she pokes people with that anchor. Scary.
Let's see.
And then probably the best pool. Unit, because he's going to be the TT unit.
Oh, yeah.
The Winged yeah. Man.
And we got Liffus from Frasier 776. No. So, you know. Like,
he's got the baggy pants. He's yeah. got Wind Boost and Wind Sweep. And he's, once again, an Axe Infantry unit.
Hell yeah, more axes. Be this
last
is...
year, we're getting yo, another.
Yo, Neil, this is year of the axes.
Maybe I can give Hana this axe.
No, you gotta build Liffus.
Build Liffus instead? No!
I gotta run a team with, like, Liffus and Darrows.
I mean,
hell yeah.
That's a lot of axes, but...
Oof. And then we got Hinoka and Camilla duo,
Camilla's
and they have, like, a...
getting an ult.
Yeah,
it's been like 2 years.
She's a
green bow flyer. Is she on a dragon? It's weird for
Hinoka. Hinoka's on the dragon.
Oh, she's got speed res trace.
Huh?
Is that
cool?
No, that looks like a push. We are
speed res trace in the beast.
Oh, and yeah, I forgot.
Death res rain. Is her bow like? Dual targeting defenses.
How much? Ooh,
oh, well, it's cool. Effective against armor, so I have no idea.
So basically, this is Sky High Hinoka 2.
Except she's green, so what is it? New Year's Fjorm?
New Year's Fjorm yeah. 2.
New Year's Fjorm. And then, but yeah,
she's epic.
Yeah, it's epic. There is no release date yet, but that'll be soon.
That'll be the next Special Heroes banner, which I think is next. Special Heroes, I think, is next.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No, there's entirely another banner.
Wait.
I need Farsave first. But big, big, big news. We got some summoning pool changes for things that we did not expect.
They normally do this in, like, April?
Yeah.
This is, like, a half-year roundup.
So, real quick. The following heroes are going to get their own revival banners and are going to be a part of the special rate pool. We have Quan, Luwin, Nina, which I'm very excited about, Flora, Ophelia, oh god, Levitain, Legyorm, Halbendi, Owain,
yeah!
Loki, Cliff, oh god.
Remember Cliff?
Yeah, remember him? Dream Camilla. Dream Corn, or both of them, Makoto, because hell yeah, Suitor. Oh no,
bad.
Neil's favorite character,
boing,
Yogurt,
Boing Snow,
Boing Boing Snow, Tabarn. Oh no,
which is like, why is he part of this now? He's still
good.
These units past Tabarn, I think, could have been fine to leave in the pool, and no one would complain pulling them.
Oh yeah, we're getting beast units, so we're getting Tabarn, we're getting Leanne, which I'm very excited about. Fodder Queen herself, Nalia, Keaton. Oh no, special spiral,
and a brave
Valoria, Caden. Okay, and
Selkie
is a really good
Selkie. You want to know what's funny, Neil? Support. You want to know what's hilarious?
What?
That one guy from FE9, I can't remember his name. Green Beast, he's still in the 5-star pool.
Renolf?
Yeah.
He is
I actually just pulled him this week. So
attack,
what a surprise.
Rally plus. This is still fine. But I don't remember his other skills being very good.
I don't.
He's got the same skill fodder value as like Quan.
Yeah, I don't even remember what his.
His is a little better. Quan's is speed defense.
So what? We're not getting Sigurd either? Oh no, he's already in.
Sigurd's already
no,
in.
No, he's not.
No.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh boy, Quan's getting added with his refine.
Oh. but yeah, that's
hold
that's
on.
Pretty big.
Are we missing someone from Quan's banner? Isn't there a dancer? No, she's
Sylvia's 4-star.
They just had a
three person banner.
Nah, that's it.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's hope I can get a Nina because I've been trying for years.
Yo,
and I've never been able to get her.
You're gonna put in orbs. You might pull extra Tanyas.
I mean, I'll free summon.
Those are all reason.
I mean, those revival banners are 4% odds for the focus, 2% for non-focus.
Like, it happens every now and then.
So we'll have to see. I'm going to see how this changes a lot of the odds of pulling an off-focus.
I mean, they dropped four colorless units. So
yeah,
there weren't very the colorless hell. Well, they okay. I say that they dropped 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 red units. I mean, okay. To be fair, like some of these units have some outdated fodder. Ophelia has like sturdy blow, I think. I don't think she has much else. So, like, sure, some of these units, Nina, have pretty poor fodder. But a lot of these units I wouldn't be mad to pull. Except for Dream Camilla, because I pulled, like, 2 or 3 in the Lysithia band.
But now...
Yulgur's
Yulgur.
I'm still Yulgur's surprised that Surtur's here.
I know. Being
he was the menace of
He was a menace.
He has... Yep. Sturdy Stance 4, which has been power creeped already.
Yep,
that's about it. Yeah. It's pretty much you just merge Surtur now, kind of. He's still a menace. It's just he's a menace that people haven't realized using Armor March and stuff on him makes him not a menace. That actually makes him weaker. Which
oh yeah, yeah.
Because his whole idea is he needs you to have threaten to come and deal damage for him to actually be a threat. His guaranteed 20 damage carries him.
Oh, yeah. And I guess now we have better alternatives to threaten dual stat.
His threaten is every stat, and then he gets every stat.
Yeah. And
his threaten is good.
And now, compare that to Menace.
Yeah. I mean, that would let him use Armor March, but his is all stats. 4, and then he gets 4. Mm-hmm. Also, he has the 20 damage threatened. Oh, well. Does it say if these revivals are going to be running separate, or... I don't know if they writ it.
I don't think they've disclosed that yet.
Because they recently, I think after a one run... Didn't they make it so... I don't know if they did it immediately, but they have them alternate between the old reruns and the new reruns, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're going to make it so it runs separate for like at least one run first, and then they integrate it in, because eventually those rerun banners are going to get bloated, I feel, with just... You're never going to see... Like, Ephraim's on, I think, 1, like normal Ephraim. And you probably will see him once a year at this rate. So that's just a thought. Next, there's arena stuff. They're adding a one-time freebie retry for streaks, is nice. Mm-hmm. And then they're also adding new maps, which...
Oh, Neil, and then there's the reset button.
You can just restart your chain as well.
Basically, it's essentially if you knew you fucked up, after like one or two, then you can reset to get the highest score you want. So
you still have to burn through 50. Why is Faye tier 1? Does Faye not play arena? Her score is like only 1,000 less than what I would get.
The plantation trainee, that was the name of the first
7th platoon trainee. Yeah. Oh, Gordon, what's that a reference to?
776?
No.
Oh.
No. FE12. They're rank 1. That's Chris's platoon, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, cool. I'm pretty sure it is. You know what? I'm a little too fried to think about a FE12.
Ones, which are just legendary summoning.
Oh my god, somebody's effects. Okay, sorry.
Okay, and then these maps, looking at them, the ones that are cancerous are the ones with basically a bunch of holes in the middle that flyers can go over. And that one in the bottom left corner, where imagine if that Azura that's there was like legendary Leaf.
Yeah. Oh boy.
You can go right up onto the fort. Turn one.
Zoom.
I don't have to screen that.
Because I can't.
Legendary Azura is right there.
Oh, there she is.
He can go all the way there onto the fort and shoot right in front of Sharina.
Yikes. So,
yes, that map is scary for calves. Other than that, a lot of the ones with walls in the middle are kind of nice for ranged units, which I guess people aren't running very many. This one's going to be, I feel, annoying if the enemy has flyers, because they're just going to go around. Oh no, there's a
corner. I like how there's like only one
map. I like how these maps are like themed teams, which I wouldn't mind fighting, but they're not going to be that in the actual game.
And also, none of them have accessories.
Do you fight very many accessories?
Hell yeah. There's so many people with accessories. Anyway.
You have no idea how many units I have that just have like a...
The only accessories I really use.
Oh no, Neil! I meant in arena. I fight other people that have accessories.
I don't fight too many that I remember, but that's probably just.
I just have random ass units.
The ones I would see with accessories are literally the ones for like forging bonds that month. That is the only accessories I usually end up seeing.
Okay.
And that's because like the guy's obviously using the ones that are bonus, like bonus. Effects because they're just using those units in there. Nice changes. At least they look better than the second run maps, but obviously I'll need a week or two to
hate them,
start experiencing them. Maybe there'll be a thing where it's like, oh, this one's terrible if the enemy team has Edelgard or Dimitri, which is very common. Then the final thing, I guess, we have this new game mode.
Woohoo!
They showed Wierce. They showed Wierce, guys.
They showed Wierce, though, which is a plus. This is interesting. The only issue is I don't know what's happening.
It honestly, it reminds me of Aether Resort. The game.
Yeah, it's part of Aether Resort where you're what's it called? You know the cooking mini game where it gives you a random star rating? I'm assuming that's just replacing those little events. It's just giving you a random star rating, right?
Mm-hmm. But it's a heart rating.
No, well yes, but it's also instead of getting to cook something, it's just playing a random ass event. And then the more of those stars you get, the more prizes you get. And then also unlocks more harder things you can do.
Yeah.
But wait, since boss battle doesn't give you any like points for grinding, I am assuming it's either a reward itself or it's for something else to like, maybe you have to do it once to unlock the higher rewards. I don't know. I find it weird that it says final boss.
After your boss.
What is this game mode that it needs to have a final boss? Well, we have other stuff like Hall of
I hope it's just a map full of every single fucking mythic unit in the game.
I'm hoping like a choreographed fight. That's just like why? Like it's just like
it's like one of those
they should have put like Duma's like legendary hero battle right at the end.
Should do that. What's that stupid game mode I don't like?
Relay
where they have a billion HP.
Oh,
what's the game called? Yeah. Just Rooker Siege.
This is so far better than Rooker Siege.
Or it could be like six legendary Grimas with refines and you only have two people.
It's just Grimas with Dragon Ball. It's like, oh no. You only get two guys, right?
Yeah.
This game mode, it looks like an amalgamation of three game modes and they're going to hope it sticks. Which, there's a chance it will. It's like, we took Forging Bonds,
Lost Lore,
and like I want to say Illusionary Battles, which doesn't make sense, but they have boss battles in that, and technically a final boss, so we're gonna go with that. So it's Aether Resort, Forging Bonds, Lost Lore, and Illusionary Dungeon.
And that minigame. And that cookie minigame.
Well, that's Aether Resort.
Oh, shit. I missed. Okay.
So.
I'm also wishing.
This is. I have no idea if this is going to be good, but I feel like when we finally get it, we're going to hope it replaces Frontline Phalanx.
Yeah, oh, yeah, true. So
we've done it three times and it has not been.
That's the free channel. They also announced that they were going to do another free channel, CYL.
It'll be for CYL.
This is it. The final. This is your chance for predictions for CYL.
Gatekeeper is going to have a personal save skill.
Yes.
Sorry, nothing to report. He just blocks damage. Nothing happened. Yeah.
Nothing happens.
I imagine Mary Ann might be a holy knight. I don't know much about. She's going to be on a horse. I can't really see that attire really being cool. But you know, if she's going to be a brave unit,
I think she's going to have custom attire.
I hope maybe Erica and Marth are just good.
Yeah, I hope Erica and Marth are more interesting than the other two, to be honest.
Yeah.
The only thing is if we go from past trends, right? The first unit has personal skills and are really busted. Yep. The second units have usually new or a new skill. And then they have okay weapons that are kind of niche, but not going to be game breaking.
So
like we had, what's it called? Roy had a new blow skill. And I think, I think they both had new blow skills. And then next year we had Special Fighter. So I think it's gonna be stuff like that. So I mean, they could obviously just put menaces on them, and I'd be like, that's fine, because those are still fairly new. But who knows? That'll be in a week or two.
Yeah. What if they make Marianne just like a fallen Edelgard check of be like, hey, it's effective against against beasts. It's still a healing.
Are they gonna effective make against healing? Get Marianne just to check Edelgard's for free,
and it's just like she makes it so that Edelgard can't counterattack. A beast check weapon.
I mean, if they give us refines for Elwood. Oh wait, but that's it for the pay channel. Yeah.
That's it for the Prey channel and the special episode of Two Lords About Swords. Well, special, just add-on, I guess. Anything else, Shane, that you'd like to mention?
Maribel's perf is going to be a Trilemma Raffle Staff with Cancel Affinity. At least Cancel Affinity 2.
Alright.
There you go. There's my bad.
I have a Maribel that I don't use. I think she's in there.
I never pulled her. want to.
I never pulled. That's it. Other than that, have yourself a wonderful week, and we'll talk to you guys again, hopefully next week.